This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The Anchorage Department of Health and Human Services has issued a health advisory due to unhealthy levels of smoke in areas from Soldotna to Anchorage and the Mat-Su Valley. Children and the elderly and people with respiratory and heart problems should stay indoors. People are advised to avoid heavy physical exertion out of doors. North winds brought that smoke in from the Funny River fire on the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge south of Soldotna. An Alaska Forestry Division spokeswoman says the fire has burned across 69 square miles and as of yesterday had grown to 44,000 acres. While smoke is thick around Soldotna and Kisilov, fire officials say there's no known damage to structures. The human-caused blaze started Monday. About 200 firefighters are working to contain the Funny River fire and keep it from Kisilov. The fire across Cook Inlet near Tionic has consumed a cabin and two outbuildings, but so far has been kept away from the Beluga Power Station. The Chugach Electric Power Plant burns natural gas and provides power to about half of Anchorage. About 90 firefighters are working to contain that fire. Alaska Congressman Don Young is hoping to spur development of a deepwater Arctic port on Alaska's western coast. KNOM reports the Alaska Republican has proposed a measure that would set aside federal land on the Seward Peninsula for development of a port in the Point Clarence area. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is expected to release recommendations for a deepwater port by the end of the summer. The village of Eklutna is now protected as a special area within the city of Anchorage. The Anchorage Assembly unanimously voted on Tuesday to create an overlay district to protect the 800 acres that are considered to be the oldest continually inhabited Athabascan site in the region. APRN's Ann Hillman reports.
The crowd of about 50 gave the council a standing ovation when they approved the new zoning law.
And that carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman.
The purpose of the new designation is to preserve the rural character and cultural uses of the native village of Eklutna. It also allows community members to build multi-generational housing on single tracks for extended families and to build community smokehouses. Much of the debate over the new zoning area questioned if the municipality was giving too much power to a corporation. Assemblymember Amy Dembowski worried that giving Eklutna's native corporation power to refuse utility easements could create a damaging precedent. She proposed an amendment that would have given the corporation the right to a 30-day notice for the easements, but not an automatic ability to prohibit them.
It's challenging for me when I look down to the future and I say, for the first time in history, we're given a corporation veto authority on a local government. I absolutely respect the corporation. You are never going to find another better steward, better neighbor than this corporation. But what I am saying is I am not willing to give away the city's power at this point, no matter how great the neighbor is.
Eklutna Inc., the native corporation that's associated with the village, has given the city land for green belts and utilities. They've also leased land for schools at only $10 per year. Ultimately, the assembly, including Dembowski, voted to approve the special zoning area without the amendment. Member Tim Steele said it was the right thing to do.
Are we taking a risk? Sure. Are we doing something novel? Yes. It is respectful. It is about time. And, you know, we haven't always done things right. And I remember site condos. But this is right. This is a good thing. And I have a good feeling about it.
Curtis McQueen is the CEO of Eklutna Inc. He says the designation will help preserve the history of the area for future generations.
And we are so appreciative of the statement that the Assembly made today because we acknowledge culture through museums, we acknowledge culture through Heritage Center, but the real museum is the village of Eklutna. And today a statement was made that the city of Anchorage appreciates and recognizes everything that Eklutna has done for the community, and they paid it forward today by recognizing the village.
The village of Eklutna is located northwest of the Glen Highway and is bound by Cook Inlet. Most of the current utility easements run along the east side of the highway. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.